to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Communications, I think. Is Dave going to be here?
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. Well, let's go with communications.
For the minutes from the last meeting, the travel and training, under finance transfers and appropriations, care facility transfers and appropriations, two amended certificates of estimated resources. Under, there are four personnel issues, one issue from execute contract with Planex Corp Company for CDBG contract. Under job family services, five agreements with La Petite Academy, Child Time, Child Care, Rainbow Child Development Center, Mini University, and Child Focus. And then there's a number of child care, daycare contracts. Approve agreement with Dr. Kedgerwall for basic medical examination services. Approve agreement with Lifespan for guardianship service. Approve payroll, grant eligibility, referral specialist, extension of employee health insurance. Approve contracts with Community Counseling and Crisis Center with Community Behavioral Health for the purchase of employee support program services and purchase of redemption project services, contract with legal aid for purchase of project management systems and legal services for client. Also, advertise for bids for contract professional services with Learning Through Serving. Under Children's Services, approve agreements with Catholic Social Services, YWCA, Butler Behavioral, and Berea Children's Home. Approve amendment number two, contract with Sojourner Recovery Services, contract with Presley Ridge. Approve contract with Butler Behavioral Health Services for business associate contract. Approve a resolution to hire executive director. Under environmental services, rescind a resolution, grant extension of water and sewer services to Liberty Villas Multifamily Clubhouse. Rescind a resolution, unpaid special assessment. Approve sewer connection fee installment payment. Approve contract with Metropolitan Sewer District of Greater Cincinnati. Approve sanitary sewer easement relocation with MG Hudson Pillar. Approve contract and agreement with Pressure Pipe Inspection Company. Approve contract with Avi Digital Communications Group. Approve and hire wastewater collection one worker. Approve and hire part-time temporary employee. Approve change order number two for Trenton Lift Station Force Main Replacement. Execute contract with Water and Sewer Service Construction Services. Grant water and sewer extension to Kids, Our Kids Sanitary Sewer Service. Approve request for installment payment. Approve termination of 07 summer employee program. Under county engineer, receive and refer bids for Indian Creek Road Bridge. Grant authority to operate, to operations deputy to sell furniture and equipment through govdeals.com. Approve agreement with QCM. Approve agreement for intersection improvements for Union Center Boulevard at Mulhauser Road. Cancel performance bond for Forest Ridge Estates. Approve bid awards to Kenzel Construction Corporation, John R. Jurgensen, R.A. Miller Construction, Don S. Sissel. Approve a change of bond for Cedarbrook Section 8 and Autumn Creek Estates. Approve special hauling permits. Accept annexation of 1.7 acres to the seat of Oxford. Approve speed load limit of Princeton Road and Kyle Station Roads. Approve agreement with American Structure Point Incorporated for Union Center Boulevard Project. Approve exchange of bond for Keener Meadows Block D. Approve contract with Fuller, Malzberger, Scott, and May Engineering. Cancel maintenance bond for Indian Creek. Under miscellaneous, execute agreement to lease agreement with Manbosi for parking space. Approve amendment to SOP to the by Butler County Sheriff in reference to public safety communication system. Approve contract to hire jail physician. Levy assessment for stormwater management system. Approve reimbursement to EMA. Approve bid award to Lakeman for janitorial services. Approve appointment outside legal counsel. Authorize an execution of amendment 3 to sublease agreement to juvenile rehab center. Approve change order number 1 for GSC first floor conference center. Approve and execute of amendment 3 to sublease agreement with juvenile rehab center. Approve and execute title 5 community prevention grant subgrant award. Approve appointments to Butler Regional Transportation Authority. Receive and refer bids for contract 7-6 for Voice of Freedom parking. Approve payment for expensive for two vehicle accidents and two care facility personnel issues.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Greg. I have one item for approval. It's the Knowles Liberty Reserves in Liberty Township. This is for 28 lots.
Where is that, David? Which one is it?
It would be east of the Swordsville Westchester Road, just north of the regional highway, south of Princeton.
That the big one, is that the one that comes off of Princeton there?
Yeah.
The whole great big one?
Princeton, yeah, and you can see all the construction activity from the highway.
Yeah, I need to, I have a stain on that.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Gaudette?
Yes.
Oh, and I just wanted to let the board know, we received a fax this morning. Ober Development has withdrawn the rezoning request for the commercial and the residential in Fairfield Township. They withdrew that.
Are you guys going to be at the next week's meeting in Ross Township?
Hey, thank you. Hey, Doug.
I know.
In that regard, just a point of discussion, I wanted to see what the board felt like, what the board's feelings are. This issue has potential to be very divisive for the city of Hamilton and the township. And I'd like to see the commission take a mediation position and try and put the two sides together with an agreement. I think they're close. I know it's been done in the past, but I think it would be certainly something that we have the expertise and with our planning staff to work with both sides to kind of come up with a project that's acceptable to all of them. I don't know how we would do that. I would just assume we'd have a set of public hearing and invite both sides so they can actually make a decision while they're here. Something like that seemed like it might work.
Has there been any feelers put out for that?
I've had a couple calls. People wanted to know if there's a way that county can help, and I think that's certainly the way to do it.
We certainly have been there together before.
Yeah. Well, maybe we bring,
on the same
maybe,
side or different
maybe
sides.
Maybe we bring some. Maybe we
bring some historic.
Yeah, maybe we bring some experience
to the
different sides.
Yeah.
Different size, but also that's what pulled it together.
Right.
If you recall, when Don was president of the commission there at Liberty and I was mayor, we did the first JED that's kind of healed a lot of issues. And it's been very positive since then. So I'd be more than happy to go on the record to offer our services.
Okay.
Before I deliver that offer, I want to make sure the board was comfortable with it. So I'll see what's out there. Report back.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
100%.
Anything else?
I don't have anything. Doug, everything going well in CSEA?
I got Kenneth Davidson was arrested in Georgia on information he supplied to Georgia Public Service. $35,000 in arrears.
$35,000? Excellent.
Well, the big question is, does he have the money to pay?
I don't know that.
Yeah, that's one thing to catch him, another thing to
get it out of
get him.
You know,
out. Yeah.
I think in a lot of cases they do. They just try to run as long as they can, beat the system.
Yeah, I'm relatively new in the system, but I'm not sure exactly how far they put back.
That's why we wanted the retired officers to look with that. You don't lose that instinct and that nose for hunting them down, so good job.
Amy, do you have anything? Any questions?
Okay, just a recess.
We'll recess for work session upstairs. Sue Vance.
Yeah.
Great.